This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, I know people are grumpy. People are grumpy, and it's just going to get worse. I'm not even looking forward to the next week or two. Election night, you know, we've got a party to go to, a small party, social distancing party. And it's not a party. It's going to be just a stress fest. You know, nobody knows what's going to happen. No one knows who's going to win. We're not going to get answers till days later. In fact, President Trump said that some people might want to switch their vote for him after last week's debate. So there might, and I guess some states might allow you to change your vote if you change your mind. So some people who voted for Biden, and then I guess President Trump during the debate, he believes might now vote for him. So, I mean, there might be some vote changing. I don't know what's going on. But the one thing that kind of was solidified last night was Amy Coney Barrett is now the next Supreme Court judge. I think she's only 48 years old. Notice how I say 48 years old. Notice how now I'm at the age where I'm like, oh, man, she's just a young spring chicken. Whereas before, I'm like, oh, my gosh, everybody's old. Now I'm like, man, they're getting younger. Elena Kagan, Sotomayor, they're, you know, we got some, you know, young ladies on the Supreme Court. And Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed through 52-48. Some people, when they did their vote, they were like, oh, hell no. Some were like, yeah, I see, I'm hard of hearing. So I was like listening and watching, and I or nay, that, okay, you know, when you're in a closed room, but I couldn't hear, and you know, and then finally you got, you know, no, and that's like, okay, that person's a no, I got that one. So I think you have plenty of witnesses, because I don't hear very well, and I'd be like, was that a yay or a nay? In fact, my husband, I fight with him all the time, because I'm like, did you do this? Yeah. Yeah or nah? Yeah. I was like, gosh, man, to say the whole word. That's why, by the way, in weddings, they go, I do. You know how you go, will you take this person to be your awfully wedded wife in sickness and in health till death do you part? Nah. Now? Or yeah? Yeah. Was that a yes or a no? Yeah. Say, I do. So you have to literally go, I do. Or you can say, oh, hell no. Most people don't want to go, hell no, because the bill is too high. So, as a result of Amy Coney Barrett being confirmed, you know, even Fox News was kind of making a big deal about it being 8 days before the election. Democrats are, you know, using the terms regret. You're going to regret this. You're going to, by the way, they just always do this. The Republicans and Democrats always make it like, you'll be sorry. Here's the thing where the Democrats are and why they have to. Oh, my shirt's on backwards. Okay, I got my shirt's on backwards. I got to fix that. When we look at politics and the election coming up, the Democrats know that the Supreme Court justice that was going to take over Ruth Bader Ginsburg was going to be a huge drawing point to the polls, drawing factor. And so what they're probably thinking, or a concern they probably have, is voters who were really, really worried about the Supreme Court might be like, well, you know what, that's done. So they already, you know, the Republicans already got the Supreme Court justice. I really don't care one way or another now. I was really charged about the Supreme Court issue. So they're like, you know what? Maybe I don't have to go to the polls. So what the Democrats have to do is say, guys, no, still stay with us because we're going to pack the courts. All right, we're going to pack the courts. You have to vote us in because this isn't over. The nomination of Amy Barrett looked like a the Supreme Court is a non-issue. And when you're talking about the polls and millions of voters, many people are very charged about what the court's going to look like. So, of course, the Democrats are going to still say, we're going to pack the court, we're going to pack the court. Now, can they effectively do it? Well, if they hold the presidency, if they hold the White House, if they hold the Senate, effectively they could. But then what does that look like? So what happens is if Biden becomes president, then he leaves office after a few days and Kamala Harris takes over, depending on what the heck they're all planning. And the Senate, you know, turns blue and they decide, okay, well, we're going to add, you know, if there's a 6-3 majority, and John Roberts isn't really conservative, he kind of goes back and forth, but if they believe there's a 6-3 majority, we're going to add 4 more justices. Okay, well then, now you're at 13, so what's the next, so then what, when the Republicans come back in, they're going to add another 4? I mean, what are we going to have? We're going to have like a football team of Supreme Court justices? You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, of course, whoever gets into power tries to hope that they're the only ones that are going to remain in power. So if the Democrats do win, you know, and they can, you know, change voter laws and change districts and all that, there could be that potential that they're in power for a long time, and then packing the court that, you know, that first term might allow them that longevity. The thing is, you know, when FDR tried to do it, it wasn't that popular. So now all of a sudden, you know, it's all about packing the court. Mind you, I'm very, very concerned about our judicial branch, but I'm also concerned about the legislative branch and our executive branch. So for me, I would really rather see some concentration on the stimulus bill, on the economy, on what we're doing with COVID. But I get to a lot of people, it's, you know, where the Supreme Court leans and how they lean on issues with the ACA and abortion and, you know, a bunch of the other cases. I think there's one that has to do with a Catholic school, and I think healthcare. So I get it's, you know, it's a very politically charged issue. So the Democrats are going to promise to pack the court. That's just a no-brainer, because they need to make sure people aren't, well, it's over. They need to keep their base charged, just like the Republicans. Now, what about the regret? You know, are Republicans going to regret this? Republicans and Democrats, they never seem to regret certain moves. You know, they regret things they say. Maybe these politicians regret who they might have slept with. Maybe they regret who they took lobbying money from. But I don't really see there's going to be regret. You know, when you tell the GOP party that they're done for, that they're not going to be back in the White House for a long time, they had nothing to lose. So I don't really see them having regret. But, you know, do I think the Senate Democrats, if they take over the Senate, they're going to make the GOP's life miserable? Yeah. And that's why politics suck. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So when we all kind of got a crash course in polyclonal antibodies when we were discussing Regeneron and what President Trump got for his COVID course, and we talked about how polyclonal antibodies, you can't make them in the lab per se. You need animals. We'll use chickens, goats, guinea pigs, hamsters, horses, mice, rats, sheep, especially rabbits, you know, for these experiments and for the productions of our cures. But, you know, there's unfortunately, you know, there's the topic of, well, you know, the animals. What's happening to the animals? And so joining us today is Dr. Chandra. I'm so excited. She's Vice President of Laboratory Investigations for PETA. And Dr. Chandra, thank you so much for joining us because we really, really appreciate all you do.
Oh, well, Dr. Dahlia, the shoe is on the other foot. I so appreciate you, and I appreciate this opportunity to chat with you this morning.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's, you know, we understand we have these advancements, and it looks like we are at lightning speed trying to come up with, you know, more cures. And, you know, we kind of forget or we don't speak about who, you know, who's kind of taken the losses for that to happen. And, you know, you're here to, you know, kind of champion the rights of animals. You know, tell us some of the work that you're doing.
Sure. Well, yes, I am definitely here to champion the rights of animals. I've been working for PETA since 2003, so a little bit more than 17 years. And like most Americans, I care deeply about animals. I don't want to see them suffer. And like most Americans, I have family members who are suffering, and I want to see cures and treatments for them. And luckily, these two interests, caring about animals, caring about people who have disease, are, you know, strongly aligned. That whereas in the past we have used animals extensively to find cures and treatments, increasingly we're seeing that using animals doesn't help human beings. And luckily, because of groups like PETA and others, there's been a lot of investment made in non-animal testing methods and research methodologies, and those are coming online more and more and really replacing experiments on animals that are cruel and painful and deadly. So it's sort of like everybody wins when we get away from experiments on animals.
Yeah, you know, and I find it frustrating when I'll, you know, talk to my listeners about a study and an advancement, and then at the end of the study, when they discuss limitations or when the article discusses, well, you know, this was done on rats or this was done on monkeys, so we still can't, you know, extrapolate or, you know, project that onto what that would do for humans. You're like, you did all that, and we still don't know if it's going to work on humans. So, you know, you wonder if a lot of the research gets wasted.
Exactly. And I think that's the word to use here, wasted. We're talking about wasted animal lives, wasted taxpayer dollars, and wasted opportunities for the human patients who deserve and need treatments and cures right now. You know, when you talk about, we don't know whether these treatments that worked on rats or mice or monkeys are going to help human beings. You're 100% right, Dr. Dahlia. There was a study that came out of Stanford University that did a really deep dive into this. It's a landmark study where the person, the people doing this research, the scientists found that more than 90% of animal experiments that are considered to be highly promising actually fail to lead to treatments for human patients. Meanwhile, the National Institutes of Health, the NIH, says that more than 95% of pharmaceutical drugs that test safe and effective in animals actually fail in human clinical trials. And I think it's not that surprising. You know, if you or I were to get sick, Dr. Dahlia, you know, we wouldn't go to our veterinarian. We'd go to a human medical doctor.
Right.
Our physiologies are different from the other animals. You know, we are at the cellular level different, which is why you can't apply results from one species to another.
Right, right. So true. Dr. Chadna is joining us. She's Vice President of Laboratory Investigations for PETA. So, you know, monkeys. You obviously have a love for monkeys. I think we all do. Describe, and you don't have to go into too much detail because I know it's going to kind of horrify some of our listeners, but what is the experience of the typical lab monkey within a lab setting?
Sure. Well, first I want to say that there are more than 100,000 monkeys in U.S. laboratories right now, more than 100,000 monkeys, and the conditions are bleak. These monkeys are confined to small cages where they live out their entire lives. Most monkeys who are used in laboratories never set foot outdoors. They never feel the sun on their backs. They never feel the dirt underneath their feet. They have never seen a forest, climbed a tree. And so their lives are entirely artificial. You know, everything from the food they eat to the confinements, you know, that they live in these cinder block rooms, to, you know, whether or not they will have friends. You know, many monkeys are caged in isolation, which for them, being intelligent, highly social animals with complex emotions, you know, just like us, they also really struggle when they live alone, you know, where they can't touch another monkey for their entire lives. And we see, you know, again, not getting into too much graphic detail, but what we see is that when we visit monkeys in laboratories, we see signs of extreme psychological distress. These are monkeys who are so anguished by their condition, their inability to control anything that goes on in their lives, that you see them circling. You see them, you know, rocking back and forth, pacing back and forth in their cages. And in the extreme cases, you see that they have torn out their hair because that is something they can control. So they do that. You know, they can bite up their own flesh. They do that. It's heartbreaking and it's wrong.
Can I ask you something, Dr.
When we consider...
Yeah. Oh, Dr. Chandra, can I ask you something? You know, when I've been to SeaWorld, sometimes you see the whales, their fin, their dorsal fin is bent over to the side, and somebody taught me that's a sign of distress. Is that a sign of distress when a dorsal fin is kind of, rather than nice and erect, it's kind of bent over?
Yeah, that, you know, I watched Blackfish like so many Americans and was horrified by what I saw and what I heard from the marine biologists. In Blackfish, and I've heard it from others who I know, is that the bent dorsal fin is something that we don't see in nature. This is something that only happens in captivity. Mm. And, you know, this is the issue. Monkeys, you know, they're not domesticated animals. You know, they are within the cells of their bodies. They want to be free. You know, they want to be free. They're not like our dogs and cats at home. They are hardwired to want freedom. And so when they are confined in a laboratory and all of these horrible things are happening to them, you know, they're poisoned, they're burned, they're electroshock, you know, the whole catalog of miseries that happen in the laboratory, when these things happen to them and they're confined and can't control anything, yes, that is for them a form of torture, just like, as you said, the orcas at SeaWorld.
The orcas, right. So what are scientists doing? Like now, because polyclonal antibody research, for example, I mean, that's now huge. And they're trying to make the antibodies in living, living organisms, living beings. What is an appropriate substitute that PETA is suggesting to these laboratories?
Yeah, you know, this is something that PETA has put a lot of money into. With the polyclonal antibodies, monoclonal antibodies, these are like tongue twisters in the morning.
Yes, yes.
But for these, you know, MABs and the polyclonal antibodies, you know, there are non-animal ways. It's called, I think, recombinant DNA, where you can do it in the laboratory without using animals. Now, PETA has had a couple of exposés of how animals are used to produce antibodies, whether they're monoclonal or polyclonal, and it's horrific. You know, the way the animals are kept, and as you said, it's largely rabbits and other animals are used as well. But basically their body cavities, you know, their abdominal cavities are used as basically a manufacturing unit where these antibodies grow. So, you know, if you can imagine your abdomen, you know, growing out, becoming distended because the fluid is filling up in there.
Absolutely.
You know, that's
absolutely
what's going on. And then they drain the fluid. But this can be done in laboratories, and PETA's invested a lot of money, you know, working with scientists in laboratories to develop these alternatives, which are actually better because in facilities where animals are used, you can have a lot of contamination. That's a huge issue for the industry. And so this non-animal method reduces contamination and means you can get better results.
Thank you, Dr. Chanda. How can people find more information?
Come on and visit us at PETA.org. That's our website, PETA.org, and you can join our campaign.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The newest member of the Supreme Court is Justice Amy Coney Barrett. She was sworn in last night at the White House soon after the Senate confirmed her. She was then given the judicial oath today by Chief Justice John Roberts. President Trump campaigning in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will spend his time down in Georgia on Tuesday, the former vice president reacting to some who say he's not out there campaigning.
I'm going to be going to Iowa, I'm going to Wisconsin, I'm going to Georgia, I'm going to Florida, and maybe other places as well. There's a lot we've been doing as well in terms of being online and social, everything from fundraising efforts to making sure we meet. I met today with a group of leaders in the Democratic Party.
This is USA Radio News. Billionaire Michael Bloomberg is planning to spend around $15 million to help Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden defeat President Trump in Texas and Ohio during the final week of the campaign. The president won both states in 2016, and holding on to both states is crucial to his re-election prospects. Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke tells MSNBC, though, he believes Texas could go blue.
In the most voter-suppressed state in the country, you're already seeing record turnout, and so much of that is fueled by black voters and Latino voters and voters in communities of color, precisely the ones that we're turning out today with the Texas Organizing Project. So this is Biden's state to lose, and we are doing our part here in Texas. We would love to see Joe Biden come down here as well.
Just a week ahead of Election Day, American voters have already cast a record-breaking 65 million early votes. That's nearly 47% of the total votes counted in 2016. USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
Right above the Dr. Dolly issue. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I'll go shopping, or I'll go into a restaurant, or I'll, you know, maybe go get, I don't know, walk into a gas station or something. And there's somebody there with like a little gun. And they say to, you know, freeze, right? To hold it. And to stand still. And then they put something towards my forehead. Now, this happened back in the 1960s when my grandfather was held up, gun pointed at his head when he was robbed. he would probably be like, okay, I'm going to die. Instead, it's a scene we see in 2020 all the time where, oh, we're going to freeze. We're going to stand there, let somebody stick something up to our heads, and we're smiling while we do it. And then they go, okay, you can leave. Now, we're trusting that what people are putting up to our foreheads is a benign object. It's just a thermoscan. It's an infrared thermometer. I'll explain how they work. But, you know, kids, especially these Generation Alphas, okay, they're watching older brother play GTA. They're watching dad watch John Wick reruns. Meanwhile, here's a mom allowing some random stranger to point a gun-looking thing at her head. But nothing happens to mom. Mom's fine. You could point a gun-looking thing at your mom or at your dad while he's driving up to get a test, sticking his head out, having something stuck in his head, and they're fine. Do you guys see the problem with that? I just get nervous. Now, luckily, my kids are older, right? They're older kids. And so, you know, we went out to dinner for my son's birthday. And so, you know, the gentleman goes, okay, yeah, you know, stop. We need to scan you. And I don't know why I smile. I like pose. It's like a camera. I don't understand that. Well, there's two things. One was like some sort of a thermoscan where you have to stand in front of something and you have like the blue and you have like the green and the yellow and the red lights, you know? And so I'm like, you know, oh gosh, you know, he's going to see IUD. I'm so worried they're going to look at the IUD and, you know, the IUD is going to be like, you know, like, I don't know, gray or, you know, necrotic or something like that. I'm still good for a couple years with an IUD, but everything else is just really, really vibrant, you know? And the breast area, that was like red hot. I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I like posing. I was like, hey, you know, my kids are like, hey, mom, you're done. I'm like, no, I'm on camera. I love being on camera. Mom, leave. And then somebody goes and sticks something right at your head, and I'll lean in and I'll smile and I'll freeze. You know, and I'll pose, and I don't understand. I should be freaked out with what my family's gone through. I mean, my father was in the military. You just don't let somebody come up to you with something pointing at your head. Some of the little thermoscans are cuter. They're a little smaller. I forgot to bring some to show you guys, even though it's radio. You wouldn't have been able to see it anyway. You know, and some of them look like little ear scans, and we've been using them for a while. But what really hit the shelves and what was really popular is the one that just look like guns. And I wrote an article on this. It's on my Twitter and my Facebook. But, I mean, they look like laser zappers. In fact, one of the images I put up almost looked like something that if you were back in the 1950s, you would have expected that to be what the future would look like if an alien was going to try to suck out your brain, because you just see people all masked up and in hazmat and sticking something at your head, and you're like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. It's just a scene you would have just never expected, and now we do it, you know, in 2020. So what are these infrared thermometers? Now, all right, in the olden days, we're talking olden days, okay, well, mom would just kind of, you know, feel you. In fact, they did a study. They were mommies. Okay, there's a big difference between mom and a mommy, you know. Mommies, I mean, we know everything. You could smell a fart and know exactly who did that. You know, we mommies are really, really in tune to what's going on. It's a shame we have that gift. I prefer to have other gifts, but that's the gift we have. Even the animals, I could tell who farted in my head. I mean, you just get that mommy instinct. But, you know, we used just, okay, if you're warm, you're warm. You got a fever. Done. Then we got more accurate. So we started to stick things up your tushy. And you had rectal thermometers because they found that the closest internal temperature wasn't the mouth because you have saliva and you got air and things that are cooling it down, but it's the rectum. So we used to have to, and still even with babies, we would stick things in the rectum. Okay, the problem is the kids tighten up, they break, the mercury gets all over their tushies. They're like, you know what, let's not do these anymore. So then they came out with like the ear scans, and those were like, you know, we always kind of told parents, they might be off a degree or two. And then they came up with, they did have the under the tongue, and they're, you know, under the tongue, it's warm down there, and we would say, okay, the rectal temperature will be a little bit more accurate by a degree, but under the tongue works. But people talk. Every time I would get my temperature checked, and it's under my tongue, you know, I talk, because that's a long minute. And I say, how are you? What's going on? Oh my gosh, you know, you guys are so busy here, you know, like Dr. Dad Wax, can you be quiet? Let's get your temperature. No, but I want to see, you know, and then I don't like the way it feels under my tongue. And then it starts to gag, and so it doesn't work. So they came up with this technology. It's an infrared technology. It's been around a while. I think Thermascan is like the name of a brand that we use with ears, but they have tons of different infrared guns. Where basically what happens is it filters it when you're hot, okay? Your molecules give off heat. And it uses infrared to sense that. It has a little thermopile, and the thermopile picks up the energy from those molecules and that heat. It converts it into electricity, and then the electricity is able to be turned around and then give us a reading of like 98.6 or, you know, 99, whatever. We usually don't call you having a fever until you're 100.4, but I've always had a little issue with that because I always run low. So when I'm 99, I am like burning up. I mean, I feel like I've been, you know, stuck in the Sahara for like 3 weeks when I'm 99 degrees. So, you know, I usually tell patients, look, if it's warmer for you, you know, I'm going to call it a fever, right? You know, or you're feverish. We also might use the term subjective fever versus objective. Subjective means you're telling us you're warm. Objective is what we find. You know, some people will have a cool iced coffee and then go get their temperature done, you know. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Or I'll be outside in the heat, although it's been freezing now in Vegas, but, you know, I'll be outside in the heat, you know, getting ready for like a nail appointment, and I walk into the salon, and it's like I've been in my, you know, hot car. So in terms of accuracy, the infrared is the coolest, but it has to be done right. And the funny thing is many of them have a laser. And the reason why we have the laser is not picking up the temperature. The laser is just to help the person focus. They go, they put a laser on your forehead, and I know in 007, you would probably be like, what the hell is going on here? He'd probably shoot back. Which, be very careful, by the way, with people with PTSD. Don't be pointing lasers at their forehead, okay? You know, it's going to freak people out. But anyway, the laser isn't what gets the temperature. You know, the scan is what, and I wrote an article on this, you could take a look at that. So the hottest point is actually near the eyes. But we don't stick it near the eye because of the laser. So we do the forehead. But the forehead isn't 100%. You know, it's something we could do. But basically, we're picking up the heat coming out of the eyes there. So that's what I heard. Okay? I didn't manufacture these. I'm not an engineer. So, you know, with kids, we've been teaching them all this time, you don't be pointing guns at other people. Don't be touching mommies and daddies' guns. Parents, make sure your guns are locked up. But now it's a game, and it's not just kids watching a game. They're seeing in real life, and we're talking little kids, parents having things put up to their head. They're even seeing or hearing a click, right, from some of these scans, and nothing wrong with that. And I know a kid accidentally killed himself a couple days ago in Texas, I believe, got a hold of a gun, and it could have just been, you know, I was looking at it and playing with it, and God, it's always so tragic when you see that happen. So I'm not blaming our thermometer guns on that, but I think we better start rethinking or maybe reshaping how we're doing our thermoscans. You know, people love them because it's hands-free. Somebody could walk in, you could get your temperature done, all hands-free, all COVID-friendly and all that, but it just, when you look in, I'll show you some of the pictures of what some of these look like. I mean, they look like toys. They look like grown-up toys. And I think kids are going to be getting the wrong idea. So I think we need to just kind of change the shape of those, all right? Sorry, I'm getting my mommy, you know, I'm being all mommy-ish now because my kids are all grown up. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516.
1-800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I've been taking your questions and your calls and your comments, and many, of course, are surrounding what's happening in Nevada, a swing state when it comes to voting, what is going on with the younger voters. We're hearing opposite sides where you have a lot of youth that are very, very conservative. You have others that are the Bernie Sanderites that are going to back Trump. And so, you know, we've had over, what, 65 million votes cast already. Now, I don't know if that includes early voting. I believe it does. I think it believes early vote. It includes early voting. It includes mail-in ballots. Like I said, I'm very, very concerned that some of the initial numbers, I mean, it was like the first few days, they said, oh my gosh, we've had, you know, 50 million, you know, mail-in votes already, you know, put into the mailbox. And I was like, can you make sure it wasn't just a couple mailboxes that got all these 50 million votes? I mean, I really want to make sure somebody's kind of, you know, ensuring that there's no fraud. CNN broke the following down, all right, and this comes from CNN. And they discussed trends that would benefit Democrats. I'm kind of torn, you know, in terms of how to trust the polls, because, you know, in my neck of the woods, and I've even seen this from, you know, liberal reporters, they're like, gosh, almost everybody I talk to is voting for Trump. And, you know, Nevada has kind of become a blue state where we have a lot of Californians coming in. But are they the Californians that are fleeing a lot of the liberal policies, or are they Californians going, you know, I don't need to live here. I could, you know, work from Nevada and we could change Nevada. You know, one thing that you cannot underestimate is even if you or I are like, you know what, our lives will go on. You know, we're never going to win our president every election. No need to lose, you know, sleep over it or lose, you know, heart. You know, myocytes, we should be able to still move on. There's others where they are literally planning their livelihood around manipulating the vote or moving into an area where they could make something more blue. I mean, there is a force out there, and I'm sure it's on the Republican side too. So, you know, you just don't want to underestimate that there's forces at play while we're like, look, you know, we're going to just kind of go on with our lives. So, according to CNN, they say in Arizona, young voters between the ages of 18 and 29 make up twice as large a share of early voters in Arizona as they did at this point in 2016. They said those voters made up 5% of early voters in 2016, and now they make up 10%. So is it because they rushed, that group decided to rush to the polls? Is it because back in 2016, you know, they might not have been as really excited about the election, not knowing, I don't know Trump, I don't know Hillary, you know, and now they have, you know, a, gosh, I love Trump or I hate Trump. So who knows? They say voters 65 and older in Arizona have gone from 50% early voters down to 41%. So maybe the 65 and olders in Arizona are worried more about COVID. And mind you, they've had their surges as well. They say the share of white early voters in Arizona has dipped slightly from this point from 2016, decreasing from 77% to 74%. Hispanic voters account for the second largest share of ballots already cast, 15%, up from 13%. They said black voters and Asian voters have seen a 1% point uptick in each of their shares. Now, they're saying that the Democrats have overtaken Republicans this year in pre-election ballots cast so far. They say at this time, before the 2016 election, Republicans made up 41% of the ballots cast. Democrats were 37%. Now they say it's flipped. Democrats are 41% of the pre-election vote. Republicans, 34%. Now this is coming out of Arizona, and Arizona is a conservative state. So what does that mean? Does it mean, you know, many people in Arizona are, you know, disliking Trump? It doesn't mean that Arizona has started to turn, you know, semi-blue. A lot of young voters, maybe a lot of immigrants, maybe just, you know, changes in, you know, how people feel about the economy, you know, or is it that, you know, Republicans over the last 4 years didn't really want to be registered as a Republican? They didn't trust, you know, how, you know, the government would be and how the government would look upon them, or they didn't want to, you know, be accused of being racist or whatever. And so maybe they took their R off their name. I mean, how many people are conservative that aren't really registered as Republican, but they're registered as independent? So I would like to see with any of these, did the number of independents go up? And if they said there was a huge push from Republican to independent, you know, then you're thinking, okay, well, you know, is it that they're leaving their party or is it that they're trying to hide, you know, so they don't eventually get, you know, found and, I don't know, beat up in a parking lot or whatever. Colorado. Colorado, every voter receives a mail-in ballot. The electorate, they say right now, is younger than it was in 2016. 6% of people already voted were under 30. Now 11% are younger. They say voters to 39 also count for more of the ballots. Hispanic voters, about 8% last cycle, 10% now. The Republican share of the pre-election vote, they said, is down 7 points from a week before the 2016 election. Democrats are at about the same level. Now, in Florida, they say young voters in Florida have almost doubled their share of votes cast. Voters 65 and older make up 50%. Now, that made up 50%. Now they're down to 41. So, again, following trends of older people maybe not going to the polls, maybe mailing in their ballot. And they say that Florida's young voting electorate is more diverse. Hispanic voters, black voters have increased their shares of ballots. And they say Democrats are leading the pre-election turnout with 42% of the ballots cast to Republicans 36. Georgia. Early voting in Georgia has surpassed their 2016 pre-election voting, and they still aren't even done with the week. 73% of their cast voted, of votes cast. Georgia, they say, has the largest share of pre-election votes from black voters in these key states, 31%. They aren't really saying Democrat or Republican. Iowa, 750,000 ballots have already been cast, according to Iowa's Secretary of State, surpassing 4 years ago. Republicans are roughly about the same. Democrats making a slightly larger share. And again, with Iowa, Iowa's a pretty red state. So you kind of start to wonder, you know, again, are the polls correct? Or is there a change? Michigan, in 2020, Michigan had a first general election since a ballot measure passed to allow anyone to cast a vote by mail. And the age breakdown of the voters has changed dramatically. They say at this point 4 years ago, 80% of the state's early voters were older, 65 or older. Now, they're 46%. Voters under 30 only accounted for 2%. So that was 4 years ago, now 9%. So they're starting to have a little bit of a shift. Again, not really talking much about Republican versus Democrat. In Minnesota, there has been a huge swing in age groups. 58% of ballots have been cast, used to be cast by 65 or older. Again, Minnesota's getting cold. They've already had weather changes, a lot going on there. Now the older individuals down to 38%. Now, you know, these are pretty important numbers because if, let's say, the GOP really needs to rely on the older vote and less of the older votes have put their, the older individuals have put their vote in, you know, because they're concerned about COVID, that could definitely sway an election one way or another. Now, Nevada. Nevada, 10% so far of the votes have come from young ones, my son included, because he's 18. Hispanic voters in Nevada represent the second largest share of ballots, already 13%. Black and Asian voters, a 1% uptick from last election. They say white voters' share of the vote, down to 68% from 70. They say Democrats have been steady with their pre-election ballots cast. Republicans dropped down to 34% from 38%, and Nevada was blue and went to Hillary last election. So, you know, we could go on. There's still more, you know, with the states and you know, there's, and, you know, remember, either side has to look like they have a chance to win this. If either side looks like they're done for, people are going to be like, you know what, I'm not going to risk it. And so, you know, I don't know what to take from this. It comes from CNN. You know, I wouldn't be surprised at the numbers in terms of mail-in ballots. But, again, I wouldn't take it as gold because I really don't know who's been throwing ballots in the mailboxes. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hi, my name name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.